this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Catfish Pro Catfish Bait and Catfishing Supplies, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision. Well, folks, our next guest is Miss Jacqueline Capadona. Now, you might remember a few months ago, I had Miss Victoria Capadona on with me, and we were talking about mesquite beans. These folks have a company, and they make mesquite bean coffee, mesquite bean jelly, mesquite bean flour. They have figured out that something that the Indians knew years ago, that mesquite beans are not just for deer and wild hogs to eat. They can be turned into some great tasting food. And I thought it would be fun to get someone from the ranch, the Capadona Ranch there, and talk some more about the mesquite beans. Thank you very much, Jacqueline, for being with us.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And, you know, I think I'm right. So many people have no clue about the uses of mesquite beans, you know?
Of course, yeah. That's something that people will usually tell us, that they know that it makes a mess in their yards and that they would throw it at each other as kids.
That's right. And deer, turkey, and wild game, what's high in protein? They love the mesquite beans. And that's until I learned the many uses and how to make coffee out of them. Of course, you have your company there ships the ground. It's already ground up like coffee grounds, you know, and you can boil it in the water. You can percolate it or whatever. It makes an awesome tasting coffee, I think. I like it, equally as well as the real deal, you know.
It is. It's a really nice alternative. There's actually no coffee beans with our mesquite bean coffee. It's purely just the mesquite bean. It's just extra roasted, and you make it very similar to coffee. It has a lot of extra fiber added to it, so you don't need to use as much as you would for coffee, but it is. It's a great different taste, and we definitely enjoy it.
Now, you know, I tried something that one of the things I want you to do is kind of share a recipe. But I do a lot of grilling and smoke. I have a Smoking Tech's electric smoker. Do a lot of cooking. I took some of the mesquite bean, just the jelly, you know, and put on some quail. Now, this was back, I had 3 or 4 jars of it. This back a few months ago, and just kind of basted it with that. Gave it an awesome flavor, but When I learned about your recipe on the burnt ends, I got started thinking, you know, that you could use that recipe or that basting, the way you baste it, you could use that on pork chops or a lot of different things. I cook a lot of wild game, you know, wild pork, venison, and it really adds a lot to that. But tell us how you mix butter with it, I think you said.
Yes. So we first we cut up the burn ends, that pork part from the belly. I guess it's the pork belly. So yeah. We cut it up into little blocks, and we started roast or cooking it on. My husband loves to use our grill. So he cooked it on, or I guess I did, because he had to run out and I had to learn how to maintain a fire for smoking, and that was definitely difficult. Took up my entire afternoon. But after the pork itself finally maintained a good smoke, or just a heat at a very low, slow cooking, I think I had to keep it like at 220 degrees or so. We brought it back out, and what we like to do is we like to kind of reduce the jelly, and we'll add pretty much from a full jar of jelly about a half cup of butter. Now, honestly, we ended up doing too much butter the first time. I think I did the half cup, and then we looked at it and we're like, let's put more butter. And we ended up adding more butter. Don't do that. It was way too buttery. So make sure that it's just that half cup of butter that you reduce. And I did it over the stovetop to make that little reduction. And we pulled the burn ends off of the grill into and I put them into a pan, like an aluminum pan, put them on, and we put the jelly on it, and then we put the pan back on the smoker, and we finished cooking it there. I think because it was extremely windy that day, we ended up pulling them off of the smoker and finished it in the oven, but it still just came out so delicious. It was definitely a keeper for recipes to come.
You bet. Yeah, burnt ends are tasty, but with that sweetness, you know, and the butter. And I understand about the aluminum pans. I have an electric smoker. It's called a Smoking Tex. I've cooked hundreds of pounds of game and domestic meats on it through the years. But I still use, it's got the racks, you know, but I still use an aluminum pan for most everything because of the basting, you know.
Like the
liquid that you're doing cooking with those, that you're basting those, that with, you can, it stays in the pan and it kind of helps flavor it, I think. Plus, it makes cleanup a lot easier if you're using like electric smoker. But those sound so good. I've got some wild pork chops that I actually butchered myself, cut the chops myself. There's not much, wild pork, there's not very much fat usually, because wild hogs are just not as fat as domestic hogs. But the moisture with this recipe, mixing the mesquite bean jelly and butter, that ought to be really good on a real lean pit cut. I know it's good on the burn ends, but, you know, by basting as you go, it ought to be really good on lean cuts too, you know?
For sure. And I love wild game. My dad used to always, and we do now, where we would shoot some wild hogs here on the ranch. And that was something that I really do find that our mesquite jelly and our personal favorite, or my husband's personal favorite, is the chili piquin one, the mesquite jelly with the chili piquin. It gives it such a great flavoring. And I really think just wild game in general, this jelly goes really well with, but I really think pork is its specialty, that it really just brings out a whole different flavor for it. So for sure, it definitely will make that game just a lot more moist, and it's just very tasty.
It is. Well, you hit we're going to have a wild hog buyer up, Mr. Stephen Wall, next in our show, talking about trapping wild hogs. He's a good friend of mine. And then we're going to talk about game cameras to use for wild hogs. So you hit a soft spot with me when you mentioned the wild hogs. Are there quite a few down in your area? And you're way South Texas, aren't you?
We're very South Texas. I always chuckle when people say South Texas and then they mention Houston,
yeah,
or San Antonio.
Right. Me too. That's not South Texas, no.
For sure, yeah. We're real close to the border of Mexico. So we, luckily, I grew up on a small ranch, and my dad would always trap sometimes the wild hogs, or his favorite thing to do was to trap a mama hog with all of her piglets. And he would just continue to feed them, and those piglets, especially as they're just so small and so tender, they're delicious.
Really good eating. Yeah. So there are quite a few hogs down in your area down there too now.
For sure. Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty much. They always joke there's two ranches in Texas: the ones that have wild hogs and the one that's about to get them. And that's pretty true too. Well, I appreciate you being with us. Let's hook everybody up with the Capadona Ranch, and online. There's so much information, especially about the Indians. You know, the Native Americans, how they use mesquite beans. But I've read a lot, and then I've actually went to the library and studied more about it. But just the fact that mesquite beans are put to use, rather than just left on the ground, is a good thing. How do they learn more about the ranch and the mesquite bean products?
You can learn more about the mesquite bean products at our website. It's www.capadonaranch.com. Our last name is Capadona, and then ranch, RANCH.com. And yes, my sister-in-law, Victoria, I like to think that she's a closet historian, because she was fascinated with the history of the mesquite and how the Native Americans used it even as a commodity between tribes whenever food was scarce. And she goes into a lot of detail. It's on our blog. You'll find our two jellies. We have a mesquite bean jelly, and then we have a mesquite bean jelly with chili piquin. We make a mesquite bean flour, where it's made into a nice powdery sauce. It's very nutritious, and I like to add that, especially when I'm trying to go gluten-free, and very similar to like an almond flour and how you would add it to your recipes. Of course, we talked about our mesquite bean coffee, and that's our roasted coffee, and it's just purely mesquite bean. We do have a mesquite bean tea that's made out of the seeds of the mesquite, and we have also, with some of the product that we ended up not using, ended up being trash product. We're selling that to a soap maker out of Dallas area, and we now have some of the soaps that we make that's also using the mesquite bean hulls, and sometimes even the coffee. She has an espresso soap, and one of my favorite is the ancient Capadona Ranch soap. So we have quite a few products on there. We've got a lot of history. It's a really neat website, so it's one for you to check out.
It's a great place to learn more about mesquite beans, you betcha. Well, thank you so much, and in the future we'll get you or Victoria back. We'll talk some more, and I'll learn some more about mesquite beans and how they can be put to use. How about that?
For sure, I'd love it.
Folks, this is Luke. If you listen to our show very much, you know I love to cook. I love to use my Smoking Tech's electric smoker. I've had these things, been using them for 13 or 14 years now. You basically just put your wood in a little firebox, slide it over the heating element, set your thermostat, and let it go. I've cooked probably hundreds of pounds, I'm sure hundreds of pounds of wild pork and venison, whole roast and hams. Just, you know, put it in the Smoking Tech's and set it at about 200. I usually do that about bedtime, wake up the next morning, and it's fall off the bone tender. Check them out online, though. I know if you ever use one, you'll be hooked for life, and you won't have to buy another one the rest of your life either. SmokingTech's.com. And I want to tell you about a place to get all your seasonings for jerky and sausage making at home. Butcher Packer Supply. You can go online to butcher-packer.com or just Google Butcher Packer Supply. They make all kind of pre-mixed sausage seasonings, all kind of different sausages, jerky, everything for the home butcher that you're going to need. Check them out online at butcher-packer.com.